Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less.
What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke
and Danielle back at it again for another episode for you guys. This is a great one. We're talking about how to prioritize you, how to just pick yourself up from if you're down in the dumps. What did you say, Brooke?
I wrote like how to turn your life around and get out of a slump for real.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a slump could be defined as like so many different things, which we are obviously going to get into. And I feel like we all have periods of our life that we could look back on and maybe be like, you know, I wasn't at level 100 happiness at that point in my life.
Yeah, definitely.
Like some self-reflection and like thinking of Danielle and I are going to reflect with you guys how what we did to get out of those times, give you some tips and just kind of talk through it. I feel like it's not often, you know, not everybody on social media wants to talk about like the lowlights, you know, the times of their life when they weren't so happy. But I'm proud of Danielle and I for, you know, getting to this point where we feel comfortable opening up.
Definitely. I think Brooke makes a good point there. It's taken some time for us to feel prepared to like talk about certain things, like certain times in our life where we weren't feeling good. But now we're at a place where we can look back and be like, that was not a good place. And this is what I would have maybe done differently. Or these are some steps I did take in that moment that kind of got me out of it. And just general tips for you guys. But so yeah, that's what we'll be talking about in the main portion of the show. But as you guys know, we always have a little fun intro. So we're going to start off with our business of the week.
Business of the week.
All right, you guys, this week we've got a candle company for you all. As you guys know, this month we're doing all Black-owned businesses. So shout out Brune Candle Company. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I purchased the Happiness Candle. I'm so excited. I heard there was like scents of eucalyptus in it. So any candle with some eucalyptus in it, I'm here for. So it was founded by a 22-year-old Taylor Janet, a girl with a passion for candles. They are hand-poured luxury candles poured in Atlanta. Woo, Georgia. It's a Black woman-owned business. That is amazing to support you guys. The candles last so long and the scents are very potent. Brooke's actually had one.
I have a bunch. Yes, she sent me a bunch like in PR, and I just can't say enough great things about them. I perpetually have them in my bathroom specifically for my baths. Yes, amazing. Some of the scents are definitely more potent than others, so definitely like do your investigation. But I feel like people, you know, like sometimes I'm in the mood for a strong scented candle and sometimes I'm not, so it just depends,
right? No, like, I feel
the vibe
that
is. Sometimes I get a headache when it's too much.
Yeah, headaches. I have headaches. Headache. What is that from?
Oh, from headaches. Something. You give me headaches. Drake and Josh.
Yep. Nice one.
Yeah. But anyways, they're great. No, I cannot say enough good things about them. And they really, when she says last for a long time, like, I'm like, how am I still on the same one? Like, I've had the same one in my bathroom. I take long baths, frequent baths. Yes.
Frequent bather. Half the time I'm Snapchatting Brooke, it's like Brooke with a bun and like her white brick behind her. Or the white tiles. Yes. So I know you're in the shower. And it's like dim lighting.
I know. I've arguably been taking too many, but.
No. Have you pruned up fast or no? Are you not a pruner?
like the bottom of my feet do. And then like I go to like move them. Do you ever do that? And then like you feel like my fingers and stuff. But I don't keep my fingers in the bath when I bathe. Usually I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like.
No. You know. Yeah. I'm like half and half. Then if your hands get wet, you can't even touch your phone.
Yeah. I've been seeing. Wait, did you get tagged on this on TikTok that people are doing a projector in the bath?
Yes.
Now?
Oh, absolutely.
But that's
amazing.
Like real next level. Like we'll see.
I get in the bath and I get hot after like 10 minutes. Like I can barely stay in, but it does feel good. I don't know. Because my bath also here, it might just be my like college apartment. I don't know. But the water, it gets really, really hot. And then like towards the end of me filling up, it just says pure freezing cold. So I like haven't found this perfect medium bath. Like it's scorching hot.
That's very interesting. So you almost have to like let it sit. Basically is what you're saying, like
yeah there's just like not a perfect whatever. It's okay, my next apartment I'll like get a better bath situation, hopefully.
I feel that. We'll manifest. Speak it into existence.
Yeah, speaking into existence.
I know. That was never on my list of priorities, and now it is for my next apartment as well. Like, isn't that crazy?
Really? Yeah, I saw in your story, you're like, you don't think you're going to renew your lease at that place?
Yeah, I don't. Well, definitely not this unit. I love the building. I could see myself living, like, in a different unit, maybe in this building. But at the same time, if I'm going to move, like, I don't know. I'm also in this mindset of, like, when we're in our 20s, like, I want to say, obviously, I'm staying in New York City. I guess I didn't clarify that, you guys. Like, maybe try some, like, why not try something new? Like, why yeah. not, like, go, if it's a different neighborhood or if it's, I don't know, maybe it is the same neighborhood, but it's just a little bit of a different area. I'm no, open. It's
definitely fun. Well, because in college, I mean,
you move a lot in college.
You move every year, pretty much. This is the first time I haven't moved. But
I moved so every year.
Fun. Yeah, why not? Because you can, as long as you're prepared
for it. In New York and just post-grad in general, I feel like life changes so much year to year that you do move. I mean, this is obviously like a generalization, but like most of my friends move every year. Like my friends who live in Atlanta, Charlotte, every other city, like just life changes so much. Like you could live with someone that's like literally getting engaged and married, or you could live with someone that like, life. Well, when you're in your 20s, like life changes like
that. No, I didn't think about that. Yeah. Or like a serious boyfriend that they want to move in with. And yeah, wow, I did not think about
it. Or like you go from like five roommates to maybe two, or like someone wants to live alone. Like things just change, and that's okay.
And it's okay. I love that. Cool. Very excited. Oh my gosh, you guys better get ready for the podcast episodes when like I'm moving to New York and so many things. Brooke and I are literally so excited. We've like talked about all the videos we want to film together and everything of the sorts, but
it's gonna be fun.
Yes, let's get on into our tip of the week.
Tip of the week. Okay, Danielle and I did like a little life catch up before this. I do have to say, I'm not gonna like give particular details, but I really turned my life around this week because I had one of the best weekends of all time. Not of all time. That's like so.
I'm gonna cry.
Stop! Don't cry. Oh my god, Danielle. No, I just had like a really. I don't want to like get emotional. I've just been like, and it's funny because this episode's about like kind of being in a funk. Talk about being in a funk, like. I don't know. Winter has just been kind of not the greatest for me. Like it's been great. I've been losing weight and focusing on myself and really, really doing that stuff. But I don't know. I've just been kind of like bored in a way. I guess that's a good, it's just very mundane. So I had a good weekend. But anyways, this is a really good tip actually. Which I know you always hear this when it comes to, you know, if people want to be in your life, like they'll find a way to like be in your life and whatever. But my tip of the week is don't move around stuff that's already in your life, like for other people. And I started doing this, like, this is like a new thing that I'm doing and I'm imposing it in dating and in friendships. And I used to not be like this. Like I used to be just so readily available, like borderline, like on call for all of my friends and like my, you know, dating experiences and whatnot. I'd be like, you want to hang out today? Like, sure, I'll drop all of my plans and like we can hang out.
Right.
And that doesn't work. Like, let me tell you, that's not effective. If you have plans, if you're working, studying, whatever, like you're not expected to drop everything for anyone. I mean, of course, emergencies come up. And like, if my friend calls me and they're like, I need you right now. Like, that's different than like, hey, can you help me with this thing? I'm like, no, actually I can't today, but like tomorrow I have some time I can help you then. Like I'm trying to.
Right, I love that.
Yes. And I feel like that's boundaries, and boundaries have really helped me. And you just imposed some boundaries yesterday. You imposed some boundaries, Danielle. Yeah. I liked it. It was good though.
Yeah. I was having a bad day and I just had to push some boundaries in my life a little bit.
No, it's good. Imposing boundaries is not something to ever be ashamed of or whatever. And I feel like as I become like this like self-fulfilled like adult woman, like I'm more comfortable doing that and it should be more accepted. Like you don't get to give people permission to just like walk all over you and run your day and run your schedule. Like it's your life.
No, yeah, I completely agree with that. I've had experiences with that in the past where, and I still have to stop myself sometimes where I'm like either overgiving or I'm like dropping everything for someone when maybe they wouldn't drop everything for me if it like was the other way around. So you have to feel comfortable with that. And that's like a little bit of people pleasing that you need to kind of stop, because it's so true. Because then also like, let's say if it comes to dating, especially like, they're like, oh, damn, like she has her shit together. Like I need to work around her schedule. Like it just
sets
boundaries. Yeah, it's exactly. Not mean. They have their stuff they have to do, too. If it aligns, it will align.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely like a way to do it in balance. It's not like I'm like this rude person out here, but I think we've all been in that position where people ask you for stuff and it's like you could be the nice friend and be like, sure, I can help you. Or you can be like, not right now. Or even if like, if it's a family member even asking for something, I've done it, you know, with my parents where they're like, hey, we need help with like the TV. I'm like, you know what? I'm free in an hour. I can't just like drop everything right now. I'm in the middle of a project. And that's life.
And that's life. That is that on that. I love that. I needed to hear that too. It's a good reminder. I need to hear that like once a week. But
what's,
you know.
What's yours, Danielle? Let's hear it.
It's kind of, well, no, it's not the same, but it's a life tip as well.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like had this thought recently. Make the journey fun. And when I mean that, like.
That reminds me. No, I love you, but that reminds me of like a print that'd be like.
At Home Goods. I get it. I know. That's just who I am.
With like a picture of like a bike. Like it would be like a bike.
Oh my God. Yeah. And it's like above the toilet in the bathroom, like a little square.
Yes. Like live, laugh, love vibes. But yes, I love it. Yes. No, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, so allow me to explain. So make the journey fun, as in like. This might sound silly, but it is going to improve the quality of your life. It's been working really well for me. So let's say you have to wait in line for something, especially with COVID regulations. I've found that if you're waiting to go into a store, literally Trader Joe's here in Athens, if you're like waiting for your table at a restaurant, whatever it may be, like instead of like standing there like complaining, because I'm a very impatient person, or I'm like, I get really hungry really easily. I'm just like, oh, like I just want to, you know, sit down, whatever. Like Delaney and I, especially, we've been just like playing games or just like making the time go by. So like this might sound kiddish, and I'm just someone that likes to like just play games or just make like make life fun. So we were driving the other day and we had a long drive. And we were like, let's just play the guessing game. So we just like, I'm thinking of someone and it'd be like, okay, yes or no questions only, like 20 questions, like literally something like that. But it made the car ride so much more fun than us just being like, oh, like this drive is taking forever. Like, oh, do we need gas? Like whatever it may be. Or like when I'm driving, I'll call a family member and catch up. There's just no need to complain all the time. It's just wait. If you just have a different perspective on life, I find that you can just enjoy it so much more. Like, oh, it sucks. Yeah, we have a 40-minute wait to sit at this outside table here and I'm freezing cold. But what can we do to like make it a little fun? Shall we walk around while we wait? Or I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I see it also in a different perspective. I like that you said, you know, the journey, but like literally I remember, you know, when I was in college and there would be, you know, annoying parts of like classes or whatever. And I would, you know, be like, let's study for this together, or let's,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like just making, like trying to make,
I like that.
Crappy situation, not crappy, but like less than ideal situations more fun. Or even with me, totally. I weight loss, health stuff, like it's not, I'm not gonna lie, like is every week super fun and jam-packed? No, but like I'm trying to, you know, have like little wins and like make making the journey fun. I like that.
I like what you said too. Like yesterday Delaney and I were really stressed about like homework, so we both just went to the lounge of our apartment and just grinded it out. And like, we didn't talk to each other at all, but just both going there and like both doing it, we kind of held each other accountable to like, okay, like we can't both get up until we're both done. So yeah. I like that a lot. It's a good spin.
Great.
So take those tips on your week. Hopefully they'll help.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a pocket sized guide that would help you sleep or focus and act and just like overall be better? Well, guess what, you guys, there is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. So Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. And Headspace is actually one of the only meditation apps that advances the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever your situation is, Headspace can really help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has 3-minute SOS meditation for you. If you need some help falling asleep, Headspace has wind down sessions that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. How cute. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can help reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and overall improve your sense of well-being. And I have to tell you guys, this is something that I actually do and use. I went through and I did the basics course. This is great if you're like, you hear all this stuff about meditation, you're like, I don't get it. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to jump in. Of course, you can do these like one-off 10-minute, 3-minute sessions, but I would recommend starting with the basics. I did basics and now I'm in basics too. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews. Wow. Over 60 million downloads. And Headspace just makes it so easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you, because it's on your schedule anytime, anywhere. It's literally an app on your phone. Couldn't be easier. And I think that you guys all deserve to feel happier. And Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/galsonthego. That's headspace.com/galsonthego for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/galsonthego today. Let's talk about a current fave.
Let's do it.
These are a few of my favorite things. I mess up all of my favorite things.
Mine, if you've been watching my vlogs, it's not anything new. I have to talk about those Amazon glasses. Did I talk about these already? Now that I say it, I'm like, have I?
No, I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
At all.
Not eyeglasses, like sunglasses? Physical. No, like oh, glassware. Like, I haven't talked about these, right? Now that I think I
no,
say
you,
it.
Not on the podcast. Not
okay.
With me.
Because I get confused, like, what I've said in my vlog. I feel like
I
both
feel
do
that.
That.
Yeah, we're always
a lot
like,
of content.
Shooting it out there.
Exactly. So they're called, I'll link them in the show notes. They're called beer glasses. And basically, it's like a. I've just never seen a glass like this, and it's an interesting shape. It kind of curves in almost at the top.
Oh, like the one the caffeine TikTok your girl uses? The cylinder one?
Coffee Bay 97? I think so.
Like Molly
here.
Has them and Keith
yes,
got
yes,
them.
Yes, that's
okay,
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those are so cute.
Water, liquid IV, but I use it for like my iced coffee. I don't know, something about them. Like I love a good, I use my glass, like reusable straws with them, and I don't know, like they're just cute. And they make drinking whatever your beverages are kind of fun. I don't know. Maybe it's just the glasses that I have, like the regular, like, you know, just generic yeah. drinking glasses. Like, I don't like them that much. But these I find they're so cute. It's so stupid.
No,
I can't believe
so
I'm talking
cute.
About this. But
no, I feel like I've talked about some sort of glassware before. Like, it just makes it makes the journey fun.
I had to. I really had
it
to.
It makes like the ordinary dies, things in though. Life more fun. Like making coffee in the morning is like one of my favorite things. I know you would agree.
Yeah.
Just that process of doing so.
The process of the construction of the coffee. No, literally.
The construction.
We're so stupid right now. No, I agree though. It is. And they're, I think that they come out to be, it's like a little over $20. So they're like $5 a glass or whatever it is. But they fit also a lot of liquid in them, which I like. It's not like, you know, sometimes you get a glass and it doesn't fit enough and you're constantly refilling it. And it's
oh,
like,
yeah.
This is so stupid. Like,
no,
I,
yeah.
I might as well just sit here like with the Brita. Like,
might as well just have the Brita right next to me.
Have you ever been so hungover that you've like needed like the whole Brita? Like I can think of a few
oh,
times in my life
yes.
where I'm like, I just want a straw and this Brita and like that's it. Like
I'm gonna walk into your apartment one day and you're just gonna have a metal straw and your Brita. Just like no. Sorry, it just like wasn't doing it for me. Do you yeah, you still use your Hydro Flask, right?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah. Oh, duh. Yeah. Silly question. Well
you
still Yeah, I have it right here.
Oh, but they're very on brand for both of us, you guys. Danielle's is yellow and mine is leopard print as I'm wearing like my leopard fog. I was about
slippers.
To say ugg. I was going to say furry
like fake uggs.
No, I was going to say Fugs. Furry uggs.
I know. It slipped. It's okay.
Okay.
Wait, I was about to say, oh, someone just tagged us in a TikTok. Did you see of the Hydro Flask straw blowing up?
Oh yes! If you guys have
a couple days ago,
if you've been a long time listener, you know, in 2018, right? Was it 2018? I had this dilemma where on a plane, my Hydro Flask exploded onto my laptop, and I had to get a new computer. Or that was 2017, maybe. We were young. It might have been pre-podcast.
It was 2017, because
yes,
yeah,
because I think
freshman year,
yeah.
First semester. No, it was actually 2018 because it was second semester freshman year. I just like weirdly remember because it was like,
second semester
January.
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year, my bad.
Yes, I remember we were going to LA and we were doing like pictures for the podcast and
yeah. That was so fun.
That was really fun. Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Wow. Good stuff. Well,
what's yours?
Mine are my new custom Allie Grace jeans. I saw your comment. It was so funny. So, guys, they are customized Levi's jeans that Allie Grace, Brooke commented. I posted a picture on Instagram and Brooke was like, these look like non-crinkly jeans.
Crunchy.
Because it's so true. Sometimes I find Levi's jeans like feel crunchy. And when you said that, I was like, whoa.
It's not even just Levi's. It's just jeans. Like, that's why I don't wear jeans often because I think about it and I'm like, they're cold and hard and uncomfortable.
Oh. I find that, yeah. Okay.
Levi's can be that, but once you break them in, they're good. You have to break them in, though.
Yeah. So I believe she must go like thrifting or something and find these jeans. And then she literally took my exact measurements. I mean, there's like a whole sheet. So my mom had to help me. It was over winter break.
How did you do that?
I did this like over winter break. So it takes a while to get them because she has to like go, I believe she has to like go get a ton of, you know, inventory. And then, so she took my waist, my hips, my thighs, my knee to ankle measurements. Like, so she, if she does a whole, like...
Yeah, she can hem and stuff, yeah.
Right, right. So it was really impressive because I really struggle with finding jeans that fit my waist and my butt. It's either, like, it fits my butt, but then it's, like, huge around my waist, vice versa. It's just really a struggle. So it's cool because especially with Levi's jeans, I find that they're hard for my body type. So to have a pair of Levi's that I feel really comfortable and confident in that she created was awesome. So check her out on Instagram at @shopalliegrace. And her, I did just look for you guys. Her customs are opening on March 1st at 6 p.m. She basically like Eastern Standard Time. So March 1st, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can place an order because she can't like constantly be doing these orders because she needs to like go get the inventory, I believe. So check her out. I want to do another pair with her next that don't have distressed in them. So I'm really excited.
You're inspiring me. I'm really looking to get some nice jeans too. I've been seeing, you know, people get like the really the premium. I've seen like a lot about like Mother and A Goldie or whatever, and I've never I've never really bit the bullet and like done that. But I guess I should maybe treat myself like later maybe.
But I also like go biking in jeans, as we know. So yeah. I don't. I'm a big jeans. I literally only wear like this, especially during the winter. I'm like, what do I wear today? Leather leggings, sweatpants, or jeans? Like I don't have many options.
I get it. Well, I wear just leggings every day because I'm like, at least I know I'll like go to the gym at some point. That's like logic at least.
No, that helps. If I get dressed in leggings for the day, like, oh, watch out, world.
Yeah, like, and there's a sports bra under here, so look out.
I love those kind of days. Good for you. So what's your favorite?
Thank you. I already said mine.
It is the cups. I'm so sorry. I just felt like we were talking about me so much that I freaked out and I deflected. Keep that in. That's funny.
Okay, it is funny.
No, literally the cups. I have not forgotten. I just felt bad. I was like, wow, I'm talking a lot.
It's okay, but we can get into the meat and potatoes of the episode.
Oh my god.
I don't know what is happening.
The meat. Well, because I almost said that earlier too. I almost said the meat, and I was like, oh, I said that last time probably. But meat and potatoes spices it up with some corn casserole and green beans, or green bean casserole
and green corn. What's corn casserole?
Oh yes, every Thanksgiving I make it. Mm-hmm.
Really? So what is it? It's like
like cornbread with
like cornbread actual stuffing.
Yeah, like corn, sweet corn in it. Yeah, that's almost getting me hungry.
I know you got me craving. I just had a bowl of soup, so
that sounded so sad.
It was kind of sad because I I've been eating soup. I didn't have like crackers or anything to put in it, so I just had soup, which is
you always got to make a piece of toast or something.
Yeah.
Oh, like crackers, like the little oyster crackers or whatever?
Those are the saltines, or even some goldfish would really spice it up.
Ooh, don't get me started on goldfish. Anyways, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast, switching over to those notes on Putadora.
So like we said, we're talking about how to turn your life around, kind of prioritize you, get a new mindset, get out of a bad place. I do want to clarify, so does Danielle, of course. I want to clarify. No, we both want to clarify before we start. Yes. We're not talking about really, really serious situations here. Obviously, if this is domestic violence, harassment, abuse, depression, if you're in one of these situations, probably isn't the episode for you, just because we're going to be sharing how we got out of some, you know, major or minor slumps in our life and what we learned from those experiences. Right. Luckily, you know, Danielle and I have access to therapy, which has really helped us through these times. I can't encourage it enough. But we will link some free mental health resources in the show notes, just because I know it's such a privilege to have access to those. I do also want to share a quick tip that I learned, especially if you're in college or university. So many, we talked about it with Veggiekins. Hello, Veggie.
Remy.
That was a great episode, though. We talked about it with Remy that her college offered free counseling, and it really got me thinking.
So cool.
Colleges, as well as check your city. Because like you could search, say you live in like Denver, Colorado. I don't know why I'm thinking of Denver, Colorado. But like you search Denver, Colorado, like counseling, and like it will come up with like mental health resources in your city, in your area. And they definitely do exist. It just might take a little bit of digging, unfortunately. But I cannot recommend that enough. Like if you need to talk to someone, if you need the help, like do it.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. Obviously, we're just talking about times in our life where we experienced, you know, just we weren't completely ourselves, or there was just things that we wanted to kind of get over, and kind of how we did that. So we're just going to talk about that, some tips we have, and like Brooke said, There'll be some resources linked. And also, if you are interested, we love BetterHelp, obviously. They're a great resource if you guys want to check them out. I just think it's so cool that you can just get matched with a counselor so easy. So lots of things. We're always here for you guys, too, in the DMs. We love you all. Hey guys, as you know, I recently started going to therapy in the past year, and wow, has it made the difference. If you're having trouble meeting your goals or difficulty with relationships, friendships, trouble sleeping, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. All you gotta do is just fill out a little questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is just secure online professional counseling as you would in person. But during these times, it's so nice to just be able to do it virtually. You can do video or not. That's completely up to you. You can log into your account at any time if you want to send messages to your counselor, unlimited messages at that. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Everything you share is confidential, obviously. You won't ever have to, you know, sit in an awkward waiting room again. You just pop on, you're going through your day, get on Zoom or whatever it may be, and boom, done. It's completely easy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. Visit betterhelp.com/gals and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. Let's get on to the episode.
Yeah, shall we? Okay, why don't we both, Danielle, talk about like just like a brief outline maybe of these times at first.
Yes.
Like if we can particularly pinpoint these times in our life. So for me, I'm talking about late 2019 to kind of early 2020. A lot of you guys probably followed along at this time. This was very much so podcast era. I was struggling to find myself post quitting my job. I lost a lot of friendships, and I know this is like so cliche to say, but like I just found myself hanging around people that they weren't the best for me. But not only, I don't want to project and be like, these are toxic people, but like it wasn't the best situation for me too. And I think that's more so it. It's not like, I don't necessarily know if I even believe like, oh, they're toxic people, but I think it could be a toxic friendship, relationship, like situation for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could relate to that, Danielle. And I don't love to throw around the word toxic. It's not even so much that, but just people weren't the best for me. And since then, obviously, I made a lot of dramatic changes in my life. I personally moved. So I'm going to share like what I learned from all that. I also kind of went through some of this in college, a little bit sophomore year. And then in high school when I dealt with some bullying. So there's been probably like three or four like times in my life where I've really had to like dig deep and like drag myself out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have periods like this, and they get, you know, buried because you push it down and try not to think about it, but it's okay to reflect. And I feel like if you never talk about it, it's just going to come out. So I think it's important to talk about these times in your life.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing that, Brooke. Mine was, I'm specifically honing in on, because it's just something I like to talk about every now and then, because I think a lot of people don't really realize it, would be late 2017, early 2018. So a majority of my freshman year of college here at UGA. So I came from out of state, like Brooke did, also here at UGA. And I just really struggled finding my friend group. I didn't feel like myself. I felt like I wasn't present. I wasn't, you know, having fun. I was just stopping myself from doing anything sort of social. I would rather just be on FaceTime with my long distance boyfriend instead. I would cry. I would just get like really, really sad and just call my parents. I wanted to transfer so bad, but I didn't want to tell anyone. I wanted everyone to think I was thriving. And I just didn't feel myself. I wasn't doing anything that made me happy. I was just trying to do what everyone else did, what was the cool thing to do as a freshman. And there were some things that I did to kind of get myself out of that, and thank God, because I'm so happy I stayed at UGA. Mm-hmm. It's been the best thing for me. But yeah, it was tough. I was not happy. Like, and people, mm-hmm. I mean, those were some of my most popular videos my freshman year, and like no one really knew until I finally talked about it. So those are the kind of things I want to talk about, and I guess we'll just get on into it.
Yeah, I think we've done that too, where we put on a front and like I said, you bury it down. Like you don't necessarily even want to admit to yourself that you're unhappy, but it takes that like serious For me, I think like you don't even realize how bad a situation is until you're out of it almost. I don't know if you could relate to that. Like by the time you turned it all around sophomore year for you to like look back and be like, gosh, I was really unhappy last year. I don't know if you could like, yeah, that was my circumstance at least.
Yes. Over quarantine, I like made a TikTok about it, like show pictures from a time where you were really not feeling yourself. And like going through those photos was so emotional for me because I like remember like trying to smile through the photos and like try to like make it seem like I literally remember on game days, I would come because I had my own apartment here freshman year. Like I had a dorm and an apartment so I could like film my videos, and I don't regret that at all, but it definitely allowed me to be more isolated. And like I remember crying before a game day because I like didn't want to go. Like, wow. And like now I like wish we still had game days. It's this crazy parallel for sure.
I feel like also it's just really important to know that if you're, it feels when you're in a situation like that where you're just in a cycle because it's familiar. Like you said, Danielle, like you were just, you weren't doing things because it made you happy. You were just staying in this, whether it be, you know, friendship, relationship, school, like you're just staying in these patterns and following like what everybody else is doing. I think it's important to try to recognize that you do have the ability to make changes. Try to step outside yourself and realize that like, I can't just stay in a, it's like, what is that? The definition of insanity is like repeating something with the same, repeating something again and again and again and expecting a different result.
Right.
You have to be able to somewhat like step, like it's almost like an out of body experience actually, but being able to like step outside and being like, I can make tangible changes and I have to make them if I want to see a change.
Yeah. And I feel like you could agree with this when you have that realization, you're like, I can, like, it's so hard to do it though, because you like know the things that you have to do might suck at first.
Yep.
And it's so crazy though, because you're like, if I do this, this will allow me to have more free time, or this will allow me to be more myself. But it's so hard to let go of whatever that thing could be, whether it's moving to a new location, ending some friendships or relationship. And it's so hard, and it's so much easier said than done. But just starting, maybe even just write down a list, you know, like
I put that down. I said, well, I don't know if I journaled a lot through this time, I think. So I feel like that's like, you know, it helps, and it helps to like even recognize it. But I feel like doing a survey of your environment, like the people you're around, are they pushing you to be the best version of yourself? Do you feel good when you're around them? Or like whatever you're doing, maybe it's a work thing. Like maybe like, how do you feel, you know, when you are doing these things? How do you feel when you leave them? And I feel like for me, that was like the big self-reflection moment where I was like, I was sad a lot more times than I was happy. I was lonely. I would just like, I did this so much. I don't know if you ever did this, Danielle. Like I cry on camera all the time, and I'll like cry in my vlogs and stuff, but I cried so many more times than I even posted. And I like would save them on like my Google Drive. Like, I don't know why. I was like, for a rainy day, just like, just to know that I was sad. But that's, I mean, it's weird. I would not recommend doing that. Like, that's not necessarily the recommendation, but that was the survey of my environment that I was like, what the heck are you doing, Brooke? Like, that was like the breaking point, I think, for me.
Yeah, no, I think so. If we're talking about breaking points, obviously we have two different situations, but we're trying to find parallels so we can like, give you guys advice. So you guys all know, like, obviously it's different. But for me, like, a lot of it did have to do with social life. And I feel like you could agree too. Like, I was just so, I was like, why don't I have a friend group? Why don't I have a group chat? Like, it seems like everyone else has this perfect, you know, life. I felt like no one really understood me here, whatever. And it was just because I wasn't allowing myself to open up. And so my breaking point, if you will, was freshman year spring break. I was actually enjoying myself and kind of letting myself go. I wasn't on my phone as much. And I just, I hate to like make it like this, but I had this point where I was like, oh my gosh, like I haven't been on my phone. I'm not very happy in my relationship. And so when I got home, I texted my long distance boyfriend at the time, and we like obviously talked on the phone, and yes, this was done over the phone, but it had to. He literally lived in another country, and it was just like, I am just not happy, and I can't be with someone right now if I'm not happy and I'm not fully being present in the moment. And obviously he was so kind, and we still talk to this day. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, but that was a big change that I had to make in order to fully be present in school. And it sucked. And like, obviously I loved him, but it just wasn't the same. And neither of us were happy at that point. So it was a big realization I had somehow during spring break, because I was making these new friends and I was making guy friends. And I was like, still like felt a little reserved, but I wasn't on my phone as much. And I was like, it's because I'm not like attached at this very second. So sometimes it could be a relationship. Sometimes it could be a friendship, a friend that is constantly talking you down, someone that isn't supportive of you. I know Brooke had, you know, stuff with that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I wrote that down. I put like that my breaking point was just that Well, I mean, it's sad now because I have like all the snap memories of just me crying and like being so hurt. Because I just had pieces of my life that I tried to force to work, and that I was trying to accept so many major red flags, both, and this isn't just dating wise, like this is relationship wise too. Like I was just not in good, and it makes you realize the power of friends, because your friends really do shape who you are. Like I know this is like dramatic, but I would rather have like no friends than bad friends, because this situation like taught me that, like people who when you're giving and giving and giving so much, and like not even monetarily but like of yourself, and like getting nothing in return, it's so freaking hard. But I feel like, you know, for me at least, there were massive indicators that something wasn't right, but I just kept compromising and compromising until I reached a breaking point. But my advice to you guys is like, and thank you for sharing too about you, Danielle, like getting to that breaking point. And it doesn't have to be like a huge blow up of a breaking point. And my advice is, don't get to it if you can, because if you listen to your gut and you trust yourself and your intuition, which is so powerful, like I had so many indicators along the way, like, Brooke, this is your out. This is your, like, literally get out right now. Like, this is like the perfect excuse. And like, and I just did, I was like, nah, like I'll just like keep going until it blew up in my face. And then I was like, wow, I have to start over. Like, I felt like I like left a friend group to be part of another friend group. And then I felt like I had no friends at all. And I lived in Boston. I felt purposeless. And it was just kind of like this point where, and then COVID happened. So it's just like everything at once. I was like, what the heck is my freaking life? Not a good time. But yeah, I think it sucks to have to get to that point that it's like a huge, big blow up. And I don't think it has to be so dramatic. And I used to do so many things in my life just like for dramatics. I'll even blame that on myself. Like it had to be like everything was like the biggest deal and like, oh my gosh, so huge. And it's like, it's not good to live that way. Like it doesn't need to be that every situation or everything is so crazy and wild. It's like, there's something to be said for just stability, man. And like, that's normal. And like, I do feel like we all need to give ourselves grace though with all this stuff too, because for me, I was so hard on myself then, because I was like, then I beat myself up afterwards because I was like, God damn, Brooke, how did you not see these red flags, even though I know that I did, but I was like, how did you not listen to them earlier? And I feel like it's okay to start over. It's okay if it's a relationship, friendship, job, any plan, like if you took it on and it didn't work out the way that it would, it's okay. But let's like reflect and let's make an action plan for moving forward and let's go. And I feel like that's what helped you out of your situation too, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And like looking back, and it's like, I try not to beat myself up about regretting things, because at that time, that's what you felt comfortable with. It's what you learned. But then, I mean, you know how they always say like, oh, like, you know, when we complain about history class, why do we learn about history? Because history repeats itself sometimes.
Yeah.
And we need to learn about things that happen in the history in order to like fix it in the future. So we've had those experiences. And now like, if we start to see some sort of red flag with that in the same case, like even I feel like Brooke with dating, like, you know, the last few months on dating apps, you're like, this guy like did that. Like, okay, I've experienced that before. Goodbye. You know, stuff like that.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. It's such a learning experience. And if I didn't have those things, I wouldn't know like what I really want or what I'm really looking for.
Right.
Like it's so easy to sit here and be like, I want a guy that's like these things. But it's like by having those experiences of like someone who, and it doesn't have, like I said, it doesn't need to be so horrible in this major red flag, but it could be like, I don't like that this guy does this thing, or like only talks about himself, or talks down to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like that is not cool. Like that is absolutely unacceptable. And it doesn't, like I said, doesn't need to be like this huge dramatic blow up situation, but it could just be like, you know, you in your head, you take your little notes and you know how it makes you feel. And you say, hey, I left this person. I don't feel so good. I don't want to continue this. It's time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different for a lot of people this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. Spend it on what makes you happy. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. So you can listen to your favorite music wherever you go. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Come on, start the year on a high note, tune out the nonsense, and tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Yeah, when it comes to relationships, friendships, or like, you know, a partner, like, I don't know if this was what you meant, but if you leave like encountering them feeling crappy or you feel shitty about yourself,
not
that's just, you should feel good. So kind of you know, talking about, you know, my breaking point, whatever, and like, you know, my boyfriend and I at the time deciding to break up, you know, that wasn't just like the end all be all. It still took time, and I want to kind of emphasize that. It wasn't like the next day I was like the best person ever. It was really hard for like a couple months. Like, I remember, you know, coming back from spring break, and then I started getting asked on like fraternity date nights because they knew I was single. And then it was, I literally remember like calling him and being like, I miss you. Like, it was not easy. Like, I felt it was just like so different. I was like, thought I'd finally be happy, but it wasn't just that. It was, I was still not happy with myself. So I wanted to give this little advice because I remember doing this and I'm so happy I did. And I think it was a good catalyst for like my progression, because just to say, I don't think I felt back to fully myself, or I didn't feel like my happiest self again until second semester, sophomore year of college. So
that's a full year later.
That was,
yeah,
that
is, I feel the same way though, because I have, sorry to interrupt you, Danielle, but I feel the same way, because I'm told you I'm getting the snap memories of me being so sad and like horrible now, January, whatever it was. And I feel like I'm fully.
And that was about a year ago.
Now. Yep.
Yeah, so I remember that time.
I know no one wants to hear that. It sucks. And for some people, it's shorter. I really hope it is shorter for you. But like,
yeah,
I think everybody wants immediate change. And we're in this immediate gratification generation. We're like, I can't Amazon Prime it. Are you kidding me? But it's like, this is like, no, you know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah, it's true.
We're working on ourselves every single day. And unfortunately, it takes months and months and months for that work to compile and be something.
Yeah, no, it's so true. So just keep that in mind. And like Brooke said, hopefully it doesn't take, you know, that long for you. But don't beat yourself up if it, you know, doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't get Amazon primed. So what I did, exactly, second semester freshman year, you know, okay, I was newly single. I just got out of a year relationship. And I was like, okay, now how can I find myself? I knew it wasn't going to be this instant thing, but I had to figure out how. So I sat down, I wrote down a list of things that bring me pure joy, things that kind of just make me feel the most alive, the things that make me feel most me, things that just I enjoy doing and I still enjoy doing to this day. The first one, which was the big one for me, was dancing. I looked up dance studios in Athens, I'll never forget, and I went to a drop-in hip-hop class because hip-hop was a big thing. I did all until high school, and then with dance, I feel like a lot of people that did dance when they were younger, it's just, okay, where do I go from here? So I stopped, and I still miss it every day, and I feel like it's a great way to express yourself. Anyways, I went to a drop-in hip-hop class. I actually ended up getting asked to audition for their hip-hop team after that first class, so I just did. And it gave me another sense of community, honestly. I joined the team. I was just able to express myself through dance again, which is something I hadn't done in so long, and it was just such a good release. Like, obviously, when you work out, you're releasing endorphins, but then for me, dancing, it was something that I used to do when I was so happy, and so I think it kind of brought out that emotions in me. And then I only did that for a year because it just got to be too much of a time commitment, unfortunately. But now I'm kind of thinking, you know, when I move to New York City, you know, when COVID's, you know, slowing down a little bit or whatever, I'd love to, you know, join a hip-hop studio and get back into that, because it's just these little things like that brought me joy. So for some, like, I also wrote down on my list, you know, checking out new coffee shops. So I tried to be more active about going to new coffee shops. So I was here working out, listening to music, playing games. I love games. Me and my hallmates would like try to like play random games at night just
to
cheer each other up. So that was one thing I did. So it could be for someone else, you know,
I like that plugging in.
You know what I mean?
Sophomore year, I did something similar when I was on campus. You know, I was like, I was just a regular student. I was like, I want to get involved. I actually ended up, I mean, I take extreme approaches. Danielle, I think yours are way more realistic. I'm like, I'm going to study abroad. But then I came back and I was like, I'm going to, you know, get more involved on campus and like take leadership roles and stuff. Like, I plugged myself. Yeah. And I mean, I might not have as many wide interests as you do, but.
No, that's a big one. It like, but I feel like going abroad kind of helped you just like get away for a second. Like, you're still with UGA people, and then you came back with like a whole new perspective.
Totally. I wrote that down. I don't want to like sit here and be like, moving is a solution to problems, or tell you to like run away from your problems. But for me, I have found that getting out of particular situations by completely removing yourself, if you have the ability to, can really, really help.
Totally.
I mean, you hear stories all the time, like it's a bad roommate situation or whatever it is. And if you're really at your breaking point, like, there are solutions. Like, I do want, like, that needs to be expressed.
Definitely. I think I know what you're trying to say. Like, if it's something that you've been wanting to do, and it's you might not want to because there's a person that lives in that city, or there's someone that goes to that school and you want to go to that school because they're there, but you want to do something else, like, do whatever feels right for you. But also, like, on the contrary, because like what you're saying is completely valid for me, I was like, oh, I'm not comfortable here at UGA. Like, I want to transfer to New York City. I want to go to college there. But then I kind of have this feeling where, okay, UGA is actually really good for me and it's good and grounding for me. New York City can wait. And I'm so happy because I was trying to get away from my problems where the problem was that I wasn't allowing myself to. So there's two different things there. If it's something that's not good for you, or it could be, you know, you just need to put yourself in.
Yeah, I agree. And I wouldn't say like just because you had a bad experience with one friend group of people, don't write off an entire city.
Oh, for sure. Or
whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's extreme. And I think – you know, deep down, like with the transferring situations or whatever it is, you know,
it's just gut feelings. What,
yeah. And like, if you, and it's okay to say, you know, I'll give it one more semester. And then if you give it the other semester, like maybe then it's not meant to, whatever it is. Like it's so.
Yeah. And then I know I've talked about this before, but I just like always have to say it because it's just so crazy. And it just shows how this is so true. Like, so that second semester, sophomore year, I came back from winter break. I was feeling my best. Like it, Danielle was back. She was good. She was jamming. She was doing her thing. She was going out. Oh, miss it. So much fun. And that's when I met Ryan. He just popped on in. He was like, hey, I'm going to date you now. And I was like, "Ferk, like, I like him." And I was like, you know, but like it was such a good point because I was so happy. I was able to date at that point because work was good. School was good. I was good. That was when it happened. And it's just so funny because that's when I like was like, nah, I don't really want it. But I'm so happy. Obviously, let my guard down. But that's when stuff like that opens up to you when you're fulfilled in yourself. So there's reward at the end, too.
No, I love that. I love that because it could be it could seem mundane to, like I said, do all this work. And even when I was trying to get out of like my I was in like one friend group situation, I was trying to get out and like go to a new one. And then I kind of like started like essentially like inviting myself to hang out with like another friend group because, you know, it's hard when you're trying to completely switch. If you find yourself like in with people that you might not agree with or like love or whatever, it's definitely hard and it might not be like an open invite situation. So I was trying to like hang out with other people, but they weren't really it for me either. No offense. Like, and it's, this is not to be like taken offensively. Like I just, like I said, I would rather be alone than hang out with people that aren't really like my, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And it can be hard to pick yourself up and be like, now I need to find new friends. Now I need to, you know, find a new roommate. Now I need to do these things. And like my big thing is like the advice that I could give you on that is just like self-empowerment, like take back control of your own damn life. For the longest time, and even last year at this time, I felt like things were happening to me and it wasn't because of me. It was just like outsiders imposing their problems on me, probably, you know, or outsiders imposing their insecurities on me, outsiders, whatever it was. And then I was like, no, I put myself back in the driver's seat. I started, like I said in the earlier in this episode, I started creating those boundaries. I stopped settling for less. Like I said, rather be alone than be with friends that like I don't vibe with. And I stopped accepting the bare minimum in friendships, in relationships, in family, whatever it is. Like I'm not, I have been there and I'm taking those all as learning experiences. And I'm like, never again. Like we said,
go off. Yes.
What's up, guys? This is Max here, and I'm really excited to invite you to watch my Color Vision Deluxe Experience live concert on Live by Live this February. It's going to be brilliant. We're playing Blueberry Eyes, Lights Down Low, Love Me Less, all the songs off my album. I hope you can join us. Tickets at livexlive.com/max, and I'll see you February 27th, only on Live by Live.
We were talking before this, but you've definitely learned so much from those experiences, I feel like. And it is so, it's exciting. And that's the thing. Sometimes you do have to go through certain experiences to realize, like, you're going to listen to this podcast and you're getting advice from us, but sometimes it's not going to be able to happen until you quite literally
and
go
it sucks.
Through it.
Let me tell you, it sucks. Like, you, oh my gosh, if I could, because I used to hear the stories about all this stuff too and be like, you know, oh, like, there's so many red flags, whatever. And then until it happens to you, you're like, what? Like,
this is what they were talking about.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I don't know who needs to hear this, but like, I was literally like owning being the victim. Like, I was like, oh, everybody sucks, they're so mean to me. Like, I would literally just like cry and like send my friends like crying pictures and be like, my life sucks, whatever. I wish I heard this last January. Accept that shitty things happen to good people and just take your life into your own hands and move onwards and upwards. I'm not talking about serious situations like we said in the beginning of this episode.
Totally.
I'm not trying to say that. But for me, I just, like I said, I just got really good at playing that role of like just being sad all the time and being like, life sucks, and not doing anything about it.
Yeah. I mean, random example, but yesterday I woke up and I was just in a crappy mood. I texted Brooke. I was like, we're going to have to record this podcast tomorrow because I just like wasn't myself and I wasn't feeling good. And that's okay. And then I let myself kind of feel my feelings. And then the second half of the day, I went for a walk. I got my green smoothie. I danced around. I did something that makes me happy. And, you know, I still wasn't 100% when I went to bed, but I was a little bit better. And that was just one small example. And I mean, I still find myself, you know, putting other people in my life before me when they maybe shouldn't, or, you know, stuff we've mentioned already. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just got to think of yourself first. And I just had to reel myself back in, making decisions that are best for you, even if you might feel a little bad about something. If I had done that in the past, I would have definitely avoided some, you know, issues that I experienced. Because if you listen to your gut about friendships, relationships, it allows you to act on them earlier. And sometimes you want to deny it. You don't want to listen to your gut all the time. Oh my gosh, totally. I definitely do that.
And we do things for like the thrill of it. It's just like, you know, when you wait to the last minute to turn something in, because it's like, it gets the blood rush like going and stuff. It's like human nature to be like, you know, like where there's smoke, there's fire. Like it might be like, oh, it's exciting. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, nah. Let me tell you, nah. I feel like all this also does tie in with confidence and self-love. So definitely listen to that episode a few weeks back. But just changing your standards. I recently did this. I mean, we could do a whole deep dive on like doing this with relationship stuff and friendships, but like, and we talked about making a list, but making a list of like what you want in these people in your life and not settling, like, and that is real. Not even in the sense of like, yeah, you can manifest them in and like attract that into your life and stuff. But once you set the standard, then you have the standard set. Like if you don't have any baseline of like what you're looking for in like a future best friend or people in your life, like then you don't necessarily know. But now I know, and I know what I don't want.
Yeah. What your boundaries are, what you're willing to kind of deal with, if you will, and some things that you want. I think, you know, having a support system is really important. Your family, that could be, you know, you don't have to have 1,000 people, whether that's getting a therapist, whether it's your neighbor, whoever it may be, like just being able to talk to someone is awesome. And, you know, lean on them for support if you're feeling down. Like I literally just called my dad earlier and I was like, Dad, I need you to just like talk me out of this, and like he did, and it's just so nice. So it's just being okay with that, because I know Brooke and I do this. Like sometimes we feel bad asking for people. Yeah. Well, with each other and asking other people for help. And that could be me asking you, vice versa. Or like, hey, like I'm just not in a good mood right now. Like, can we just talk about this later? Like, you just have to be aware. Be okay with it.
Couldn't agree more. I think level up your standards for everything.
Level up.
No, but seriously, like, I mean, once you've been like beaten down, like once you've been like, you know, it's been like, they're so low, it takes a second to like step back and like reassess everything. But I really think that you can make your standards higher. Like really, honestly, it like, and you should, when you're looking to kind of make these bigger, greater changes in your life. And like we said, nothing changes if nothing changes. Like I've done that before. I've played the sorry card and been like, why am I still doing this? It's like, because I kept repeating the same thing weekend after weekend after weekend. Yeah. And I didn't make an effort to, like I said, hang out with new people or not do the same. Like that's why I think it's really important what Danielle said about finding hobbies, finding ways to plug yourself in, finding just something to switch up the routine, even if it's as simple as like, I'm going to do a new study spot. Like you have to change something.
Yeah. One thing I did actually, I do have this written down, is something I've done many times in my life and different points in my life, is reach out to people who you wish you were closer with, or people who I think I'd get along with. I know you've probably done that a little bit in New York. And there's just been people in my life, especially here at UGA, that I was like, why? Like, I know we'd get along based off of our small conversations. Like, reach out to them, because most likely they're kind of probably down. And if they're not, then whatever. But it's worth a shot. And I feel like a lot of people are scared to even reach out at these times. But in freshman year, especially, everyone's like on the same playing field. So I don't know. I think that's an important one too.
It's not even too late though. Like here I am post grad and like,
yeah,
it's almost like a new freshman year when you move to a new city, especially in COVID times. Like it's definitely weird and trying to navigate that all. And I've had to put myself out there and I've had to be like, these are the type of people I see myself being friends with. You know how, if you guys don't know, you should listen to our friend Tori DeSimone's podcast.
Yeah.
She always talks about the higher version of yourself, which I love this concept. It's just kind of like a journaling prompt of like, what is the highest version of myself doing? Like what, you know, in 5 years from now, if I could be living my dream life, what does that look like? It's kind of, it's a really good journaling.
I know. Her podcast in general, just go.
Very uplifting. Totally. Highly recommend.
Yes.
But in that sense of, yeah, what type of people am I hanging out with? You know, do the people, we said, not only do you leave them feeling in a good mood, but are they inspiring you? Are they uplifting you? Are they encouraging you to keep achieving? Or are they, you know, being like, whatever, it's fine to sleep in all day and eat freaking, I don't know, food whatever. In bed. Like, yeah. And not that we don't do that. Obviously we do. Obviously. And that happens. But I know for me, it's
with people who make yes. your higher self, and your vibe attracts your tribe. All those things I think is really important, and it's good to kind of reflect and journal.
It is. And I think that it's just, I cannot say it enough. Like, do not feel bad for yourself if you are in this situation. Like, well, you can give yourself grace, I guess. Like, it's okay. We're going to get through it. We're going to pull ourselves out of it. And everyone's had somewhat of a period in their life, I'm sure, where, like I said, they're not 100% happy, or maybe there are elements of their life they wish they could change. For me, for so long, it was like the fitness element. I felt like almost trapped in my own body. I was like so unconfident and so just not great. And I was like, hey, I have the tools to make a change. Everybody has these tools. So we're going to take them and go to work.
Yeah, that's what my therapist always has said. Like, do you have your little toolbox? What can you take from your toolbox? Like, you know, these certain things that can help. Just pull that out whenever you need it. Make a little toolbox in your head, write them down, and you can have little tools for each little thing in your life. So
It's okay. It's okay to have a slump of a year. It's okay to have a slump of 2 years. It's okay. Yeah. Like, I don't want that for anybody listening, obviously, it's never too late. It's never too late to like realize that and be like, hey, tomorrow we make changes.
Yeah. Or today. Sometimes
or today.
I have to do that, because sometimes I'll be like tomorrow and then I don't. So I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to go do it right now. Like, why not? But that's not always the case. So try it out though. Sometimes it works.
Definitely. All right. Well, I think that that's a great conversation about turning your life around, prioritizing you. Put yourself first, man. You deserve it.
Put yourself first is the name of the game. We love you guys so much. I've been really enjoying these solo episodes we've been doing, and we know you guys have been too. Stay tuned for next week, another great episode.
And you guys got this.
You got this. I love that.
We love you so guys. Much. Bye, guys.
Bye. Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.